Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. Today on our program, we have a very special guest. He's actually been here on our program before, but we're so glad to have him back, and it is Chris Killell, who is our Acting Camp Executive Director for Camp Good News for Child Evangelism Fellowship. So, Chris, so glad to have you back again.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad to be here again.
We're just so glad that you can be with us. This is actually now your second year, and so you're still with us.
That's right. Oh, it's a blast.
So you actually started, just to remind our listening audience, you started January 1st of 2014, but you were still teaching school at the time. You were a sixth grade teacher for...
Yep, I taught sixth grade in Washburn, Illinois, and no longer doing that now. I'm full-time out of camp.
Oh, that's wonderful. And we're so glad to have you with us. And so now you are actually able to devote your whole spring planning and getting ready for the summer. So I just thought maybe just kind of give us an update. And I'm sure most of our listening audience have heard about Camp Good News, but maybe there's some people that have not. So can you kind of maybe back up and share with them the best-kept secret in Central Illinois, Camp Good News?
Absolutely. Camp Good News is awesome. It's a blast. So it's essentially an overnight summer camp, and it's such a unique experience for kids. It's needed in our world today. Children and youth are just constantly bombarded with messages about who they are and what they should be and how they should act. And in many cases, these messages, they define them. Well, at camp, campers have this opportunity to get away from the world and hear what God's word says about them, and they can respond to that message of grace and hope. And even for some, Camp Good News is the first time they get to hear the message of the good news of Jesus and accept Him as Savior of their life. Camp is just awesome. I love camp. So it's provided this exceptional Christian camping experience for 60 years this year. This is our 60th anniversary out at Camp Good News, and we're so excited. We got lots of cool plans and neat things for this year.
And you're also having a special celebration coming
up. We are
in the fall?
September, yes. In September, we have a special 60th anniversary celebration, and we're doing all camp stuff and having fun out there and inviting people to come and see the place.
That's amazing. 60 years that Camp Good News has been in existence. I mean, do you have any idea? I know I didn't talk to you about this, but do you have any idea how many children approximately Camp Good News has ministered to in 60 years?
I do not know that. It's probably in the billions, I'm sure. No, I'm not quite sure. I've not looked that up, but I have found out a lot of neat things about camp over the years. And we've even have a history page on our website to kind of learn some more about camp, and so people can find out some stuff on there.
Well, I know just since I've been here the last 15 years, Camp Good News has been averaging close to 800 plus children every year. So let's say an average like 1,000 children. I mean, even in 60 years, that'd be over 60,000 children.
That is right.
Yeah. They have come through the doors of camp, so that is great. So what else is going on out at Camp Good News?
We have a lot out there. I mean, you can swim, you can do blow darts, BB guns, slingshots, hiking, ropes course, zip line. That's just a few of the many things we have out there. And then we have our staff and our counselors are there, and they're with the campers and participating in the activities and small group Bible studies. And it's all focused on loving Christ and helping those campers grow in a relationship with Him. Camp is awesome. I keep saying that, but it's praise songs, it's campfires, it's chapel lessons, it's crazy camp traditions and off-the-wall silly games. And we have missionary stories and activities that all enhance this experience of making new friends and enjoying Christian fellowship. At camp, our campers learn about God, they mature and grow in Him, and they make friends and memories that last forever.
Now, since Camp Good News is a ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship, what is your target range that you are seeking to minister to out at camp, primarily during the summertime?
Yeah, so during the summer, we have boys and girls aged 7 to 13 that can come out and camp during the summer. And then if you're ages 12 and up, you can actually work out at camp and be a CIT, which is a counselor in training. You can work out there. And then we also have a wilderness camp for our older youth, you know, kind of the ages about 13, 14 can come out and have a wilderness camp out there. And then we also, throughout the year, we offer great retreats such as archery club. We have a father-son weekend, a mother-daughter weekend. We have crafting retreats, discipleship retreats. We just have tons for children of all ages.
You know, it's funny. I heard someone ask you, so what do you do in your off season when camp's not going on?
I wish I had an off season. Let me tell you, I think the fall, winter, and spring are probably some of my busiest times because I'm getting ready for the summer and making.
Oh yeah, I mean, once the summer gets going, I mean, it's full throttle every way. I mean, it's like for 10 weeks straight, you know, no breaks. And so if you weren't ready before, it's so sad, too bad. You still have to go. So what are some of the favorite things? I know you get. We have so much, and so interesting how the Lord has blessed us through the years, is that we're able to keep on adding the different ministry activities. But what are some of the favorite things the children like to do at camp?
Oh, that is a hard one. I love camp. Obviously, there's a lot of cool stuff out there. Zip line is a blast, and some of these new things we have planned for the summer are going to be awesome. Oh, but I think my favorite thing is when you see a camper finally get it. You know, that moment when they realize that God is speaking to them, whether it's for salvation or a decision to witness, or sometimes they even see a need for daily devotions. That moment happens everywhere at camp, too. We see it in chapel services, during cabin devotions, and sometimes we even see it when we're standing on the platform of the zip line, trying to convince this camper that harness and that wire is going to hold them and to trust it, and they realize that they also need to put their trust in Jesus. And I think it's that moment that's definitely my favorite.
I don't know if that would be my moment, because I have done it a couple years ago, and I think I'll try it again this summer doing the zip line, but I think they forgot to catch me on the other side or something, or I came in backwards, but it was still a lot of fun. Yeah. So, you know, you are a creative guy, and we're just so blessed to have you, and I mean that with all my heart, with all sincerity. I mean, you are so gifted in so many ways, Chris.
Thank you. But
one of the things that it blows me away is the ideas that you come up with. I mean, we have camp committee meetings, you know, every other month. And I mean, you always are having a new idea and plans. I mean, you're always thinking ahead. So what are some things that God's putting on your heart to add to the repertoire at Camp Good News for activities?
Oh, we have tons of stuff planned. In fact, I always have to run my ideas through my wife, because I do. I come up with some crazy ones and she tells me that's not going to work. But this year we're going to do color wars, which we're actually giving the kids colored paint powder, and we're going to have a war with it and just chucking paint powder at each other and throwing that around.
It does come out of their clothes, right?
Sure. And but it is fun. And then we're doing glow-in-the-dark zip line, and we've actually done that for a couple retreats, and it's a blast. You jump off in complete darkness and zip across, and so that makes the zip line a little scarier. We have our target zip line, which is where we hand you a beanbag, and then as you go across, you can throw the beanbag at a target. We have 100 feet below you down on the ground. We're doing stargazing this year, where the campers are actually going to walk out to kind of a nice clearing, and then we have a green laser pointer that you can follow from the laser pointer all the way up to the star and talk about God's creation. We're going to do some slip and slide bowling this year, where we have these giant inflatable bowling pins that you slide into. We even have an Adopt-a-Staff program, and that's where people can actually sign up on our website to adopt a certain staff member, where they choose to pray for them and even send them, you know, little packages or notes throughout the summer. A new thing this year is our Girls Wilderness Camp. We've not offered that before, but we have a Girls Wilderness Camp this year. And probably my favorite new thing is the Zorb Ball Soccer. And these,
you've been talking about that for a long time.
I am so excited about these. These are like giant bubbles that you wear. They go over your head pretty much all the way down to your knees, and you kind of wear them like a backpack, but they go all the way around you, a giant ball of air. You kind of look like a hamster in a giant ball, and you just run into each other, bounce off of each other, like bumper ball, but with humans. And so we asked for sponsors for our Zorb balls, and we ended up getting 20 different Zorb balls. So we're excited about that.
Wow, that's great. Are you still trying to get some more? Is that pretty good?
Nope,
for this
20
year?
Is our number, 20. And okay. So we're happy with that. So yeah.
Oh, that is wonderful. So what does the weeks look like for the summer? I mean, once your summer starts, I know we do 2 weeks of training, getting our counselors ready, but then after the training is over and we're ready for the children to come, so what does the summer look like out at Camp Good News?
Okay, so we actually kind of changed that up a little bit this year. We've split up our ages a little, and so we have a group for ages 7 to 10, and they can come to 2 different weeks of camp. One is called Kid Quest, which is very sporty and team building, and then the other is Outdoor Adventure, which is nature and theme. And in fact, if kids want to come to both weeks, they're going to be completely different. We're going to have different menus, different games. And so it's like they can come to 2 weeks of camp and not see the same thing twice.
Oh, wow. That's great. That's like the first time we've ever done that.
That is the first time we've done that. And then we also offer the same thing for our 11 to 13-year-olds. They have an outdoor week called High Adventure, and then they have a sporty week called Camp Extreme. We have our 2 Wilderness Boys Camp, and we have a Wilderness Girls Camp this year. And then we also offer what's called Good News Club Weeks, and that's all the Good News Clubs in the state of Illinois can earn scholarships. Those Good News Clubbers can earn scholarships to come out to camp for a week. And then we have what's called Legacy Changers, and this is a free week for children who have parents in prison, and they can come out completely free and enjoy camp and get to learn more about God while they're there.
Well, you're just not busy at all during the summertime, are you?
Not at all.
That's wonderful. I think, was it last year we reached like close to 300 or 400 children that just came out through our residential overnight weeks of camp?
We did. So we had 251 campers that came overnight and then 300 day campers.
Wow. And every single one of them, it's not just about the things we do out of camp, it's sharing with them God's word and
That's
teaching
right.
them
all
God's
the,
word.
All the activities, all the fun draws them in, and then we share them about Jesus and the good news.
You know, I'm sure I don't need to ask this question, but do you have any staff ministry positions that are available, or are you all filled for the summer?
Yeah, we have actually, we've gotten a lot of staff come in, but we do still have some needs. We are looking for a girls senior counselor, and so that's college age and up. We need lots of junior counselors to come out. So junior counselors work with the senior counselors. They're in the cabins with the campers, and they're ages 15 and up. So any 15 and up year olds out there, we'd love to have you sign up to come be a junior counselor. We need lifeguards, of course, and that's ages 16 and up to guard our pool. And then the CITs, the counselors in training, are ages 12 and up, and they get to come. That's probably the most fun job out there because they don't have quite the responsibility. They get to work in the kitchen and help out there, but they also get to have fun too. And so that's an exciting job.
And that's perfect for middle schoolers because they're like they're almost too old to go to camp, but they're not quite old enough to have the responsibility of a staff. So they get to go to camp and do some things too. So.
That's right, yeah, and it doesn't cost.
That's great. So if a person is interested in having their teenager or their son or daughter or a college student, and if they're interested in getting more information, then how do they contact you or how do they or even register to sign up their child to go to camp?
There's a couple ways they can do it. They can call and ask for Chris at camp. And our number out there at camp is 309-444-3255. And then I also have all the applications, all the information on our website. And that's campgoodnewsil.org. So it's Camp Good News of Illinois, campgoodnewsil.org.
And if all that fails, they can just Google it like I do
Speak
into that thing and say Camp Good News and boom, it just comes
right
up. So their cell phones are amazing now. Well, Chris, I know that you're still really getting a lot of things getting ready for the summer. So how can we be in prayer for the ministry of Camp Good News this summer? Or what are some needs that camp has? Or maybe are you available to even go to visit churches or Sunday schools? Just kind of share with us in closing how people can get involved and partner with the ministry of CEF, of Camp Good News.
Absolutely. Yeah, we love to come and talk to your church, Sunday school, even classroom. We have presentations that can go from 10 minutes to the entire time if you need them. In fact, in June, we're getting a pet skunk to bring around and kind of show it off so you can get your picture with a pet skunk at our presentation. So I know we'll probably be filling up fast in the fall, people wanting to have the pet skunk. And just needs at camp. We are a faith-based ministry. And so we depend on people to give towards camp. And so need that giving as well as we need your prayer. And I always tell people, when you watch the morning news or you watch the evening news, think of Camp Good News and just pray for us. Take a moment to pray for our staff and our campers.
Well, that is just a great reminder that really it all comes back to prayer. I heard someone once say, when we work, but when we pray, that's when God works.
That's right.
So we do appreciate the prayers of God's people and your support for this ministry of CEF here in Illinois and our camp ministry that God has blessed us with here in Central Illinois to be a blessing to the children of our whole state and reaching boys and girls for Christ. Thanks again for listening to Telling Future Generations so the future generation to come might set their hope in Him.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
Tell me again.